Cheers to Poor Decisions! Written by Black Cat and read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, teen. Relationship, Egg and Kolar. Stone, Fox, Thorn. Also tagged for humor, friendship, drinking, fix it of sorts, and crack. I, Egan says contemplatively, want intimidating senators to be my job. Shock, sprawled on the ground with her back against her council chair, halfway through her second bottle of Iridonian honey wine, laughs sweetly, and her lazy smile is all dagger-sharp teeth. You were splendid at it, she says. I think it should be your job, too. They did scream beautifully when they noticed you, Mace observes. He's flat on his back in the center of the circle. Depa sprawled over one of his arms and curled around his head as she snores. But he's making no attempt to move. And Egan thoughtfully leans over to refill his cup. Mace makes a sound of thanks and then tells him, I think the Chancellor hates you. A point of pride, Egan tells him. He enjoys being hated by terrible people. It's a mark of character. He carefully works his horns free of Addie's scarf, which she draped over his head in celebration. But coordination feels like far too much effort when he's warm and prickly and floaty all over. The honey wine is excellent this year. Tasting all the bottles to make sure it's not just a fluke is entirely logical and best done with friends. Leave it, Addie tells him. Red is a good color on you. She reaches down, almost spilling her wine in Egan's hair, and resettles the scarf. And Egan hums and thanks, tipping his head back against her thigh, closes his eyes, taking another sip from his glass, and thinks of Fox and Thorn and Stone. Last time he saw them as they hustled the senators out. They'd been perfectly professional in their actions, but being a Jedi means Egan clearly felt the way they were laughing across private comm channels, and knowing that makes him feel just as warm as the honey wine. I like red, he says, and when Sassy waves a hand, pushing a demand into his thoughts, Egan rolls him another bottle. It misses and hits Obi-Wan's boot as he snores, head pillowed on Eeth's folded robe. And Eeth snorts and redirects it with a wave of his hand. Oh yes, he says, three particular reds. Shock raises a brow, and Mace turns, his head suddenly attentive. You? Shock says. You noticed when you were attracted to something besides a lightsaber? Lightsabers are very useful, Egan defends, miffed. Fox with a lightsaber would be beautiful. Egan hasn't had much time for work in the Forge since the war started, but he wants to make one for Fox. For Stone, too. Thorn has the blaster he named, but Egan could make him armor. Or a big hammer. He'd like that, probably. And Egan likes making things. Addie puts a hand on his head, leans over him with her head tipped. If you sleep with all three Khori Guard commanders before I've even gotten Davijan to sit in my cockpit, I'm going to tie your hair into knots. She tells him, and her tendrils shiver threateningly. Shock snickers loudly, and Saucy rolls up on one elbow, his unbroken horn catching in Mace's robe. "I've been trying for months," he says indignantly. "Why is he shy?" "Because neither of you can string a sentence together around him," Mace says, but he's still staring at Aegon, pauses, and then says, "The guard deals with a lot of senators." Aegon cocks his head. "They do." Mace tries to sit up, belatedly realizes that Depa is still stomach down over his arm, and instead sticks his free hand straight up in the air. His pad slowly rises off his chair, wobbling as it goes, and Aegon regards its path with amusement. Mace is holding out against the honey wine better than the rest of the humans on the council, but clearly even Corun physiology can't save him entirely. "Are you working now?" Eeth asks despairingly. "If we accidentally secede from the Republic again, Senator Organa will laugh at us." Mace pulls a profoundly dignified face. "That only happened once," he says. "And this work is easier. The guard doesn't have a general, but they have plenty of senators. And Aegon wants a job." "Another job," Aegon says, straightening the scarf again. "Somewhere Hondo can't try to marry me." Shock makes a sound like a Tuca hacking up a hairball. "We should send Obi-Wan to him," she says, and Adi laughs, immediately reaching for her boots. She can't quite get to them, though, and huffs. "If we put him in a fighter, we can program its autopilot," she proposes, and Shock pushes up. "No," Eeth says firmly. When both women make offended noises, he tells them, "Put him in Garen's bed. Garen is better than Hondo." Adi allows that with a hum, rising to her feet. She takes the wine with her, but offers Shock a hand up as well. "I suppose there's less of a chance of dramatics," she says. "Head or feet?" "Feet," Shock says serenely, and ignores the robe Saucy waves at her, going to grab Obi-Wan's feet in just her shift. Adi gets his shoulders, still barefoot and in just her breeches and undershirt, and they easily lift Obi-Wan between them, then sail out of the council chambers on a mission. In the hall, there's a jerk as Shock's clone commanders all come to their feet at once, Sabacc game abandoned, and there's a deeply scandalized sound. "General," Colt says, horrified, "where are your clothes?" "You'll never find them," Shock tells him cheerfully. "Adi, watch his head." There's a loud thump, and Adi says, "Oops," as the door slides shut. Mace snickers, but he doesn't look away from the pad. Finishes the last few entries, then drops it back to the floor beside him, and tells Aegon, "If you make the Chancellor cry, I want a holo. I have made him cry twice, so my odds are good." Aegon says gravely, then pauses, "Why will I have the opportunity to make him cry?" "Because I assigned you as the Coruscant Guard's general," Mace says. "Congratulations. Let's have a drink to celebrate." Agreeably, Aegon pours him another glass of honey wine. It seems like the least he can do. The end. We'll be right back. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave feedback for either myself or the author, you're more than welcome to. You can find this podfic at the post wherever you found this podfic in the first place, and that's probably where you can leave me feedback. From that post, there will be a link to the text post, and that is where you can leave Black Cat feedback. Thanks for listening!